We do have probably a little more serious topic upon us, and we are joined now by phone from, I believe, Washington, Senator Tina Smith from Minnesota. Senator, thank you so much for joining us Thursday morning.
Well, thank you, Jeff. It's great to be with you. And I'm sorry I'm not going to miss the edible insects segment coming up.
I'm sure, you know, if you put enough butter and garlic on anything, it's always good.
That sounds like a recipe my grandmother would have had. Her recipes used to be as much butter as you can afford.
Oh, you got to like that. Got to like that. Hey, you have a bill that you're going to be introducing coming up in the very near future, I think early next week, concerning teachers and teacher shortages, not only in Minnesota, but many really rural areas throughout the country. That's what we're going to talk about today. Tell us about that.
Well, it's a really big issue. Right now, Minnesota students are enjoying their summer break, but schools are already getting ready for the fall and wanting to make sure that they have teachers in every classroom. And we know that there are real shortages of teachers. 48 states report having trouble finding qualified teachers, and it's especially in the subjects of math and science and special ed, and especially in rural areas. It's an issue that means that kids are going to be in classrooms that are crowded, or maybe in some districts they won't even be able to take the classes that they want to take or they need to take. So what my bill does, we just introduced it on Monday, and it provides help to local school districts who have great ideas for how to recruit teachers and retain teachers in their districts, but need a little help. I love it because it is basically rewarding great local ideas that are going to work and making us, the federal government, be a better partner.
So is this provide funding then? Is it like a grant-type program?
Yep. Yep, what it would do is it would say to local districts, if you've got a good idea that's backed up by, you know, it works, then bring it to us and we'll help you make it happen. It might be helping districts who want to attract teachers to the community, or maybe there are people who are paraprofessionals in schools, meaning they're not teachers yet, but they like teaching, they like being in education, and they want to get their credentials so that they can move up the career ladder. That we could help with that. It might be that a district really needs to offer better, they want to offer better professional development or training or teacher mentoring, and we would help make that happen. All of that are those are the reasons that teachers too often are dropping out of teaching after just a couple of years because they don't have the support that they really need.
As Senator Smith, I'm sure you've been around Minnesota and talked to many educators about this, but what about your colleagues? Are you hearing the same thing from your colleagues in different states? And does that vary much upon the states, or is it something that all 50 are grappling with right now?
Well, Jeff, this is something that we hear all over the country. I have certainly heard it in districts all around Minnesota. But 48 states report exactly the same challenges. It is really a growing crisis in education that we don't have teachers trained to teach the subjects that we really need. I'm especially focused on the rural districts who are having trouble recruiting teachers, and then the issues that we have around subject matter experts in math and science, because that's going to be the future of our economy. We're going to have a big, diverse economy that works for everyone, whether you live in Northfield or North Minneapolis or Grand Rapids. You have to have an education system and the teachers that can make it work.
Do you know, have you talked with anyone from the House of Representatives, perhaps somebody from Minnesota here? Is there some similar type legislation moving through there?
Well, that's a great question. And I know that this issue of teacher shortages is something that people are focused on in the House as well as the Senate. And we're going to be, as I said, we introduced this on Monday, and we're going to work to figure out who our partners and allies would be, both in the Senate and in the House.
All right. Well, we wish you the best of luck. That's a very real problem that a lot of school districts are facing, not only here in Minnesota, but as you mentioned, a lot of places. So we wish you the best of luck with that. How, you know, do you feel like, you know, your gut feeling, are you getting some bipartisan support with this?
My feeling is that we'll find some support with this. There's a lot of stuff going on in Washington right now, and my job, I think, is to, in some ways, keep my head down and focus on the things that I can do to help Minnesota, and I think this is one of those things.
Well, we certainly appreciate you taking a few minutes and talking with us today and your efforts in Washington. Thank you so much. I know you have to keep running, but we appreciate it, and we'll keep in touch.
Thank you, Jeff. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. That is Senator Tina Smith, once again, the U.S. Senate from Minnesota, junior senator. You're listening to 95.1 FM, AM 1080, KYMN Northfield.